This is NPR News Today from Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Nina Moyney. An air quality alert remains in effect for most of Minnesota through noon today. The alert is the result of smoke from Canadian wildfires drifting across the region. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says that smoke is increasing the amount of fine particles in the air to unhealthy levels. The alert extends from the Twin Cities, Rochester and Mankato, north to Duluth, Bemidji and Moorhead. The MPCA says the smoke plume is from fires in British Columbia, Alberta, and northwestern Ontario. A shift in the wind today should improve the air quality. Well, Congressman Keith Ellison received the DFL endorsement Saturday in his campaign to be Minnesota's next attorney general. DFL delegates gathered in Cambridge and took a private vote by paper ballot because of media attention surrounding allegations of abuse against the current congressman by his former girlfriend. Ellison received the support of 82% of delegates who cast ballots. Ellison says he never abused his former girlfriend and reiterated that to the room of delegates before they voted.
I want you to know that I'm committed to listening to all of the voices of every victim of abuse. I recognize and hear those voices of so many women who were silenced when they needed to be heard.
Ellison had not been the party's endorsed candidate going into the primary. He entered the race after another candidate had been endorsed. Ellison's opponent, Republican Doug Wardlow, released a statement after the endorsement saying in part, quote, "This endorsement is not only disturbing, but it goes to show that they will put politics above all." Minneapolis city leaders are considering new protections for renters. Matt Sepik reports.
Council members Jeremiah Ellison and Lisa Bender say the city needs a renter's bill of rights that would make it easier for people to access and remain in rental housing. Bender, the council president, says the proposal is still in its early stages. She says a possible ordinance could include limits on how landlords can use previous eviction filings to turn away prospective tenants.
We could say landlords can only look back 1 year into your rental history to see if you have an eviction filing. Or maybe we could go farther and work with the courts to make sure that those filings aren't recorded on someone's record and it's only an actual legal eviction.
Bender and Ellison met with renters' advocates this past week. Bender says they also plan to gather input from landlords. Matt Sepik, Minnesota Public Radio News, Minneapolis.
In sports, the Minnesota Vikings lost their first preseason home game to the Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday 14-10. The team called it a wake-up call that will give them tools to keep improving before the regular season starts. And Governor Mark Dayton has proclaimed today as Lindsay Whalen Day in Minnesota. The Lynx star announced last week that she's retiring from the WNBA after this season. She'll continue coaching the women's basketball team at her alma mater, the University of Minnesota. Today is the final regular season game for the Lynx, who have already qualified for the playoffs. In weather, patchy smoke and hazy conditions continue before noon today, partly sunny with a high near 85. A chance for showers increases throughout the day and tomorrow. This is NPR News Today from Minnesota Public Radio.